this week.
Yeah.
This is it. We're flying without a net.
Yeah. I mean, we could talk about audio later.
Do your monologue. We're not talking about audio later. We're doing, why would I talk about audio after it's ruined, asshole? Can you start the show?
Okay. All right. So I had this whole dumb skit. Welcome to Let's Start a Club podcast. I had this whole dumb skit planned, and I realized it's going to be eaten alive by Mike and Molly. So,
oh my God. I didn't even notice that.
I know. I notice that every time I meet someone named Mike.
Wait, they eat up arguments like it's nothing?
Oh, don't explain it. Molly. Don't, Molly. It's not worth our time. Okay, okay. Deepu, here we go.
All right, up top, you know, for the
third week that you've decided to reveal that you wrote something worse. I want to remind people. Deepu, this is the third episode in which Deepu has revealed. I was going to say something awful. I've changed my mind, and I'm not going to say that awful thing.
Well, I'm learning.
I'm booking more stand-ups.
I had this idea, and tell me if I'm crazy. I think I should just start adopting.
Wait, after the idea or before?
What?
Before, yes. Like, no, I don't need the thing. Yes.
Okay.
You are crazy.
So it is crazy that I want to just adopt as many kids as possible.
No, that's less crazy. I more meant like the weeks in the show where you forget something that happened a day ago or 5 minutes ago. I'm talking not about like, oh, he's such a crazy comedian. I mean like something's wrong with your brain. You need to see a neurologist.
Well, anyway, I just had this idea because I won free sandwiches for a year from a certain sandwich chain. I'm not going to say. I almost said it. I want it all from one place, and I'm thinking like I'll just adopt as many kids as possible, raise them, be a great father to them. I think the technology exists now where I can be an incredible father. And so the plan is just raise as many as I can really well, to get them the free sandwiches for a year. That'll kind of help sublimate the charges, the expenses, and hope it comes back around on the back end. You know, people take care of their dads, usually. So maybe I develop a relationship strong enough with these kids. You know, they say life is all about relationships. I just didn't know they meant parental relationships. So, I'm excited to try it out. And what do you guys think?
Are you from a different fucking planet? Did you not hear what you just said?
What?
It makes there perfect are too sense. Many... I don't know. Molly can react. Is this your cold opening... Or yeah, is your reaction, is our reacting to, no, that's your cold opening, and then we're going to start the show and Molly will react.
Okay.
We need to name the episode. Molly, what's something that goes from bigger to smaller?
Ends
bigger
of a
to smaller?
Sorry. Go.
You both.
I'll be clean about this. Maybe a flower at the end of the peak season?
Let's go with vagina saga. This is the vagina saga. I guess uterus is the biggest part of the vagina, which is not technically part of the vagina.
Mike,
let's
I'm
go
not
with
comfortable.
You.
I'm not. I gotta say, I'm not comfortable with this. So.
Great, and I'm happy with it. This is the female reproductive system saga, uterus edition, Deepu episode, theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Turnbucklers.
Oh my God, I love that theme song by Freddie Unreal, the Turnbuckles. Welcome to the Let's Start a Club podcast. I'm your host this week, Deepu / R2 Deepu. Welcome to the show. I'm joined by my co-host, Mike, and our guest this week, Molly Sperduto.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. So, quick thoughts on my theory up top, just about adopting as many kids as possible? For possibly some sort of personal gain long term, but I am helping them. Giving them a roof.
I mean, I can kind of see it as far it's a noble words. It's a very noble feat, but it requires you to deal with children.
Molly, what about the sentence people say life is about relationships? I just didn't know they meant parental relationships. How about that sentence that sounds like someone who just learned what life is from a dictionary?
How is it even that from a dictionary? It. I don't...
That doesn't relate to society.
It's from dialogue between old people, most likely.
Old people most likely said life is about... no, hold on. Again, someone hit you in the head with a hammer.
Yeah.
I am not arguing with the sentence, life is about relationships. I believe they meant between all people, human and yes. and animal and whatever. It's about these bonds you form. They did not mean it's about fucking, Zipu.
No, well, I mean, it's about parental. I think, well, a case could be made for that it is about parental relationships. A case could be made.
A case is only made. The only possibility is that your version that you've been walking around with for years, mm-hmm. this is what groupthink is that people don't say these thoughts out loud. I'm glad that you're willing to be not self-conscious. But Deepu, the thing that needs to be made a case for is the version of it that you had, which was about that life is about relationship, is about your girlfriend or boyfriend or husband or wife or non-conforming version of a relationship to someone you have sex with. That is not inherent in that sentence. Definitely inherent in that sentence is the family structure.
You're right. It is pushing a lot. It's pushing a lot of...
You walked around hearing this advice going, mm-hmm. oh man, what good advice. It's all about who you fuck.
No, it's about who you raise. That's why I'm adopting. It's about who...
But before this, uh-huh. the implication was that you thought that sentence, life is about relationships, was about the fact that when you have sex
no,
with people...
No, life is about interpersonal. That's what that sentence always meant to me. Interpersonal relationships between anybody.
So what are your parents? You have remote parents? They call up on the phone and they go, hello, this is parent customer control. That's some pubic hair. Just go back to your room. It's totally normal.
Get off the bed now, please.
Please, please, please go back to your room, sir. Okay, I'm not going to talk to you.
I love the parental relationship is a powerful relationship. And I had this whole thing planned where I was going to have you guys pretend to be foster care agents. And I would try and convince you to give me as many kids as possible.
Oh, no, we are doing that. Molly, are you down for a little bit of improv?
I, in good faith, cannot.
Okay.
Because you're going to deny him from it?
Free sandwiches. I'm free feeding
sandwiches.
Them.
How many sandwiches do I get if I didn't? If I
it's excuse- actually the contract actually says I only get one sandwich a day, which is hardly sandwiches for a year. But I mean,
great. I'm gonna ignore your understanding of contest. Wait, Molly, not a fan of doing improv or.
That's in regards to the question about why we aren't not going to be foster agents.
Yeah, or that the fact that an orphan sketch might be too offensive, 2017. Which is it for you?
I mean, honestly, I'm not 100% against playing the part. It just depends on how much I determine I actually...
Sorry, no, finish your sentence. I'm sorry.
It depends on how much I determine I actually like Deepu over the course of this interview, because that will determine whether or not I let him have the kids.
No, here's what we'll do. Wait, hold on. I've got it. I've got the solution as producer. Yeah. So I'm just producing.
Yeah.
Molly's right. We'll do the episodes we're doing with Molly, and then... At the end, we'll do as a little bonus segment because we're doing a bonus episode soon. A little 5-minute sketch after she's gotten to know you and hate you. Don't worry, fans. I'll make sure she does. Then we'll do it, Molly. How about that?
That sounds good.
Okay. Deepu, on with your episode. Do you have a We Didn't Take a Survey?
Yeah, I actually do. So
this is our new segment, We Didn't Take a Survey. Each week, we ask a question of people that is a piece of groupthink or a groupthink we should change. And then later in the episodes, on another episode, we tell you what people of the past said.
Okay. So here's a groupthink question. Does washing your face actually help?
I love it. So let's go to Molly first. Just reaction. I guess let me frame it in a way that makes it askable to everyone. Washing your face, necessary? Question mark.
Just washing
as a woman,
your face.
Yes.
Okay.
Just washing your face. So this is outside of the shower. Obviously, you're not in the shower, like pretending that there's your face is lava. You know. As a woman.
Yeah.
Girls have makeup. Guys.
Hold on.
Okay.
Everyone has makeup. I've been able to. They have not asked to see my uterus when I went in to buy makeup. I as someone who's – I'll admit this right now. Anyone who's pretending to be manly and is ever on camera, like, you've worn makeup. And if I have to do something where my face is on camera, I wear makeup. And it's not about feminine or not feminine. You have to wear makeup.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone I'm with you. I know that the next thing I have to do to look better is get makeup. I know.
Yeah. Should wear makeup. So what's the flip side there? Molly, should Deepu be wearing makeup?
Well, she hasn't seen me. Based on my personality, should I be wearing makeup?
Molly, why do you wear makeup? That's the question.
Okay. Do I?
Do you?
Not as much as I used to.
Then why are you washing your face?
I will say I only wash my face. Well, actually, that's a lie too. I was going to say I wash my face on days where I don't wear makeup, or on days where I wear makeup rather. But sometimes I wash it when I'm not wearing makeup, just out of habit at that point.
See, mm-hmm. I washed my face recently, and
some would say a good habit. But let's hear Deepu's argument.
Okay, so the reason I thought this is because I went to wash my face recently, just to, you know, take a quick break. I thought it'd wake me up or something. Go to the bathroom, wash my face, and then I come away thinking,
do you hear why I call you a little burger boy from Planet Burger? Because you are from Planet Burger.
Don't call me a burger, man. I don't appreciate that.
You are a little burger boy from Planet Burger. I thought I'd try washing my face. It's like someone who's it's like E.T. Here, try a vacuum cleaner. It's fun. It makes a noise. It's just people reacting. Oh, my God. Okay, so sorry. So you're trying
to... I'm just a sweet man trying to wash his face.
Cross burger boy on the wrong planet.
I really am. Middle paragraph? There's four paragraphs here.
There's four paragraphs, so I'll do the first one, you'll do the second one, I'll do the third one, and you'll do the fourth one. Now, on the fourth one, Deepu, have you noticed that it's moonshot.audio?
Yeah.
Okay, well, get ready for us to read the fucking ad. Moonshot is a new podcast from Lawson Media that explores seemingly impossible technology ideas and the people trying to make them happen. These are real ideas that might just change the world as we know it.
The show covers topics like self-driving cars, Mars space travel, artificial intelligence, and even the people trying to integrate in technology with your body and your mind.
You can find the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
More information on the show can be found on our website, or on their website, actually, moonshot.audio.
You did so good with that. I am so proud of you. And you've now proven that you don't read English in some sort of parrot way when you're copying people. I now know because I gave you that copy and you read it. That advertiser's going to be, I'm going to say, this is not only about really complicated ideas that Deepu can't understand, it's about literacy.
But all the washing of my face did was remind me of how oily my face is. That's all it did. All the water just repelled off of my face.
I'll reveal this. This is why I grabbed an alcoholic drink before the show. I'll throw this into the equation.
Yeah.
Deepu, yeah. I said to you 7 minutes before the show was about to start.
Yeah.
Getting in the shower. We had a 1.5 minute conversation. Mm-hmm. I was dressed and at the microphone 6 minutes after that conversation ended. Sure. Are you one of these psychopaths that takes more than 5 minutes to shower?
Do I have to be a psychopath to take more than 5 minutes to shower? I guess.
Yeah.
If I have to be a military...
If you're not having sex in the shower and it takes you less than between 5 and less than 10 minutes? Yeah. Or you have some sort of crazy mane of hair that requires a whole thing. If you have more body to wash that is complicated to wash, which the hair is the most common. Other than that, if you're taking more than 10 minutes in the shower and you're not fornicating, you're willfully just wasting water. What are you doing?
It's relaxing. And there's enough water.
There is not enough water. If you had a saltwater shower, maybe. There's plenty of salt water.
I mean, okay, maybe I should switch to a salt water.
Okay, again, it's like you're from a different planet. That isn't a thing.
Molly, what are your thoughts on long showers? Am I crazy for loving a fucking...
washing faces. Molly, give us the takes.
All right. Well, as far as people with big manes of hair go, I'm one of them. So I, by nature, cannot take a shower that's less than like 15 minutes unless I don't wash my hair, which is usually the number one thing that leads me to the shower in the first place.
Are you one of these people that says do not wash hair, or are you a wash of hair every day? This is a divisive thing in the hair community. Mm-hmm. Deepu actually managed to hit on something of debate through through his craziness.
I do my homework.
I cannot actually wash my hair every day. It is way too dry, and if I were to do that, I would be turning my hair into straw. So for the good of everything, I usually limit it to a couple times a week.
I have an interesting hairstyle. I have a mohawk, and I cannot wash my hair every day. Simply because if I do, I will look like a poodle because my hair is naturally a little bit curly, sort of wavy. But it becomes very curly if I'm washing it and drying it out all the time. And so right. I look like, instead of being like this cool guy, which I'm not, everyone will see me as exactly the dork I am, with a poodle top on my head, with a little bun.
I did not want to get into the practicality of bathing and products and results. I was just,
Everyone has heard how crazy that sentence sounds. So I'm going to keep talking to Molly about
There's
something.
There's other value to a show.
I asked my podcast something about hygiene, and now I'm really upset that everyone's talking about the efficaciousness of washing your face. Molly, okay, so do you, when you don't shower your hair, again, while I have sympathy for people with a lot of hair, mm-hmm. do you have to somehow get it into something like a shower cap or something to avoid the water, or are you just very careful?
If I go into a shower and not wash my hair, I basically just... If it gets wet, it gets wet, but I'm not making a point of getting the shampoo and everything else out, so...
Can I make a point? Go into a shower sounded like it was a medical thing. Like Molly had 40 cc's of methylpenicillin, and she went into a shower, and we had to get the paddles. I have never heard it said that way. Deepu, remember, when you go into a shower, there's no atheists or believers. I forget what it is. How often do you wash your face outside of the shower, right? Deepu, is that what you're asking?
No, I was asking if washing your face purely with just water, no soap, has any benefit whatsoever.
You're insane. I'm going to ask what normal people would ask. Molly, how often do you – I have no idea how to deal with you sometimes. I have to produce the show where it makes sense. How often do you wash your face outside of the shower, Molly?
If I am actually – disciplined, then I will do it once or twice a day, but most of the time I'm lazy.
Yeah, me too. Once or twice a day. All right. Deepu, I gotta are we wasting up. Our lives?
No, because I got a very important follow-up question. Okay,
sure.
You're at a friend's house. You go to wash
at
your face.
At a friend's house. I go to wash my face.
Do I go into a shower?
No.
I go into a shower. I see shapes, images, the physical manifestation of my father Jor-El from my home world of Krypton. He says, "Go, Superman, leave the gun, take the cannoli." And then I see my grandmother, and she's in the shape of a fox, and she says, "Go to the desert. That's where your meaning is." And then I go to the desert, and it's just hot and then cold.
It's like you're reading my thoughts, man.
Okay, so I go to a friend's house. I'm there. I feel like I'm there.
You have to wash your face.
I have to. There's a man with a gun.
You're internally compelled.
So there's a man with a gun inside me. He's inside my stomach. He's a tiny little 3-inch man the size of about a hot dog. And he goes, "Listen, you, go wash your face, see? Or else I'll pull this Luger on you." Okay, so I'm there. This little man says, I go, "Okay, stay calm. I'm just a newspaper boy."
Yeah, all right, so you wash your face. You go to the bathroom. You wash your face, right? No soap.
Mm-hmm.
No soap. Nope. Not that that's actually relevant. But then you find there's no towels. There's no towels.
Oh, my mon dieu. And what happened?
You know
From
what?
Shock to go into a shower?
What do you guys do?
What do I
so
do?
When
do you leave the bathroom with wet hands and wet face, or do you dry off somehow? Do you spin as fast as you can?
I spin. Molly, what's your answer? Just Dungeons and Dragons. I spin. What do I roll? Molly, what do you do?
How do you dry off?
As, again, every human on the planet has experienced it.
Well, with any luck, I'll be wearing clothes at the time, and I'll probably, like, wipe it on a shirt or my pants or something like that.
We have our third... option okay. I've used many times, and let me tell you, you do not want to walk back to your friends with wet stain on the bottom half of your shirt. It's a weird look.
Because I'll tell you this: this is gonna be one we're gonna ask guests, and I'm gonna bring it up again, and I'm gonna bring it up now. If you don't have a way for your guests to be comfortable in your bathroom. Mm-hmm. Everything else you've done to make the person feel comfortable is bullshit. If you don't have a way to make their poop smell go away, if you don't have a way for them to dry their hands, you should not have done anything else to prepare the guest. I'm willing to step over dead pets and there be at least a book of matches and paper towels in the bathroom before I care about anything else. That is all you have. All you have to do to have guests is toilet paper, a book of matches,
Listen,
and paper towels.
I love a book of matches in a bathroom. I love it, but I'm not gonna expect it. That's crazy.
Fucking bullshit. We don't have to talk about this in the meantime, but I'm telling you my opinion. I wipe my hands and I wipe it on my clothes, as Molly said she does as a goddamn grown-up, like that everyone else. Yeah. I'm going out into my friend's house and I'm going, what's wrong with you? How old are you? Don't you have a job? Mm-hmm. Why isn't there something for me to wash my hands in there? How do you wash your hands, you disgusting pig?
So we have, I think there's only four options. So you could dry yourself off with your clothes. You can spin. You can
spin. I spin.
Yeah, and then there you can wait. You can actually just wait there.
I use their salad spinner, and I go, let me put my face. All right, this will really take a story. It's hot takes. Deepu, take control of your episode.
Okay, another groupthink concept I want to address is, you know, people think that writing poems is complex and hard. Any thoughts on the idea on the field of poetry as a whole? Do you respect it? Do you think it's a challenging in any way to create it and appreciate it? Mike?
I certainly appreciate it. I mean, I don't do much poetry, if you will, but I mean, I write songs, which is poetry in and of itself, but it's, I don't know, I feel like it's different from, like, I hear people actually recite poems that they write, and I'm like, I couldn't write something like that. I could write something that I can, like, put a song to, not like where some of these people just ramble on. It sounds like they're rambling on for, like, 5 minutes in this mm-hmm. weird, not 100, like, it's, and like the beat is never 100% measured. Like for me, it's like a song would be like da 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 da. With poems, it's like da 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 da.
Exactly. As a person who doesn't write poems normally, I kind of like, I look for a formula, and you know, the basic ones that people see, like the rhythm that you mentioned, or rhyming, and I could crank out, you know, some basic poem, but it'll just never even come close to anyone who does it remotely professionally. And I actually wrote a poem here, you know, with, you know, the best intention in mind, but it just, well, let me know what you guys think. You guys
want to
hear a poem?
Do you want, as a producer, would you like me to put some sort of jazz under this in post-production?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Noted.
All right. Here's my poem. It's actually untitled.
Okay, let me introduce you. We have all been, as three performers here, we've all been to open mics, so I will introduce you. Come into the stage, you cats and Catalines. What's your poetry name? I whisper off to the side.
Brother Malcolm the Wonderful.
It's Deepu. And we snap. Hold on. Do it again. Because Molly, we got it. Molly, how many hands do you have? Do you have a snap ability? You might not have snap ability.
No, I'm balancing my phone on my knee right now. I got this.
Let's not do that. I'll snap for both of us. Please, please don't balance anything. Okay, here we go. Coming to the stage, you cats and Catawins. It's Deepu.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much.
No, you don't have to do a voice. Don't copy my character. Don't
hey,
copy
everybody.
My character. Do what you would do on the stage. Are you kidding?
Does 2017
do your own character work. That was horseshit.
Yeah, all right. I mean, I just thought that's how everyone talked at that time.
It's right now. When did you write it? Like 20 minutes ago? Yes, talk the way people talked 20 minutes
then
ago.
Then why the fuck were you talking like a beatnik open mic host and with the snapping?
Those guys exist because that's the guy that hosts the open mic, the poetry open mic. That guy exists. Okay. Going
to
be your poetry
persona?
I
haven't been to a poetry open mic. My mistake. Let's move on. Hey, what's up?
My mistake, let's move on, is one of the alternate titles of the show.
That and parental love.
Yeah. I didn't know it was about parental love. Parental love.
Parental relationships. Parental relationships. It's very important. So, hey, everyone. I'm actually like a really great poet, so let me just read you guys this one really quick. I wrote this 10 minutes ago. There once was a man from Nantucket who lived in a plastic bucket. His brother was a shovel that sat atop some rubble. When you see a flower, you must pluck it. Thank you. Thank you. See, you know, that's... I bet Robert Frost...
Name a Robert Frost poem.
The Two Roads in the Wood. Boom.
Two Roads in the Wood. By Robert Frost. Go ahead and Wikipedia that, everyone. Two roads in the woods.
No, it's something. You just
the road less traveled. Is that maybe what you meant?
Yes.
Wait, what was the name of it again? Say it again.
The path less traveled.
Ah.
By Robert Frost.
Like two roads in the woods. Did you just become my mother for like a minute?
That was mother talk. You know what I mean? The fucking roads in the wood one. That's ridiculous.
Parental love, baby. I'm a parent. I'm a natural parent.
You bet Robert Frost, famous author of Two Roads in the Wood. Not woods. Two Roads in the Wood.
No. Wood is just a classier way of saying woods.
But not how Robert Frost said it. Two Roads in the Wood. You bet that Robert Frost, go on.
I bet that Robert Frost would like this poem. Even though it's super dumb, and the last stanza has nothing to do with the bucket or Nantucket or rubble, I think he would just like my audacity to just say, fuck you, here's some rhyming words, get out of my face. Because he was a businessman, let's not forget.
But what's the question?
Is poetry... We kind of addressed it. I just read the poem to close it out. The question was, is poetry... is it actually more complex than we let on? Do people appreciate it?
It's poetry complex, asked Deepu. And yet every single week, I look at him and I say, should I keep you for podcast co-hosts that I could get are better than the sheep who seem to listen to me and aren't as deep. You see, I like Deepu and I like the words he says, but it's not everything that he does that I think is the best. I could search far and wide for someone much smarter. I could see if I can bring a pig to life from one of the local artists. Now I could eat every day and never taste a sandwich so sweet. I could read every book and never find something that's complete. But if Deepu asks me, is poetry complex? Deepu, I'm going to fucking kick you in the balls.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us this week. Thank you so much for listening to Let's Start a Cult Podcast.